When they were introduced, he made a witticism, hoping to be liked. She laughed extremely hard, hoping to be liked. Then each drove home alone, staring straight ahead, with the very same twist to their faces. The man who'd introduced them didn't much like either of them, though he acted as if he did, anxious as he was to preserve good relations at all times. One never knew, after all, now did one.
Hachette Audio presents Brief Interviews with Hideous Men by David Foster Wallace. Read by the author. With Bobby Cannavale, Michael Cerveris, Josh Charles, Will Forte, Malcolm Goodwin, John Krasinski, Christopher Maloney, Chris Messina, Max Minghella, Dennis O'Hare, Lou Taylor Pucci, Ben Shankman, Joey Slotnick, and Corey Stoll. Death is not the end.
The 56-year-old American poet, a Nobel laureate, a poet known in American literary circles as the poet's poet, or sometimes simply the poet, lay outside on the deck, bare-chested, moderately overweight, in a partially reclined deck chair, in the sun, reading, half supine, moderately but not severely overweight, winner of 2 National Book Awards, an American Book Critics Circle Award, a Lamont Prize, 2 grants from the National Endowments for the Arts, a Prix de Rome, a Lannan Foundation Fellowship, a McDowell Medal, and a Mildred and Harold Strauss Living Award from the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters, a President Emeritus of Penn, a poet 2 separate American generations have hailed as the voice of their generation, now 56, lying in an unwet extra-large Speedo brand swimsuit in an incrementally reclinable canvas deck chair on the tile deck beside the home's pool, a poet who was among the first 10 Americans to receive a genius grant from the prestigious John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, one of only 3 American recipients of the Nobel Prize for Literature now living, 5'8", 181 pounds, brown, hairline unevenly recessed because of the inconsistent acceptance/rejection of various hair augmentation systems brand transplants, he sat, or lay, or perhaps most accurately just reclined, in a black Speedo swimsuit by the home's
sample complete. Ready to continue?